USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Preteens could soon be eligible to get the COVID vaccine. Pfizer recently requesting emergency use authorization to allow the vaccine to be administered to those between 12 and 15 years old. The FDA and CDC holding meetings next week to consider the request. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky addresses concerns parents may have about getting their kids vaccinated.
These vaccines have been tested in hundreds, in 100,000 people in clinical trials, and in about 2,500 children, 2,300 children in the context of these trials for safety in the younger ages, the 12 to 15-year-olds.
Dr. Walensky and ABC's The View yesterday. In that study, she cites some children showed side effects like pain, fever, chills, and fatigue. President Biden planning to meet next week with six Republican senators to discuss his infrastructure plan. The White House says the meeting will help find common ground on what the plan should focus on and how to pay for it. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.